Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 16. This is letter number 6009, Baruch Hashem, the 24th day of Telavis, which is the Hilula Yortzeit of the Alter Rebbe in Tavshin Chai. Tavshin Chai. Brooklyn, New York, Lekvoid, Mr. Eliezer Sheyichye Steinman. And the Rebbe actually wrote to him before, several letters to him. And the Rebbe says, Shalom Avrocha. So the Rebbe says, I want to thank your honor for paying attention and for your attention to me and the Svarim that you sent to my library. And it is my hope that also in the future you will do so. And the Rebbe says that there is always something new when there is a study and a group. There's always new insights. So the Rebbe says, as you keep on studying, you must come up with new insights. So send me also the other Svarim. And the Rebbe blesses him that he should go from strength to strength in his work, especially in publicizing ideas of the teaching of Chassidus as befitting to the demand that everybody is expected to be more, keep on more and growing. Especially, the Rebbe says, that you have the ability to bring them and to get them into many different circles, that you have a personal influence, so we always have to do more and more, and you have the possibility of adding that to in your circles. So the Rebbe says, keep on growing in your work, as explained in many places, and that in the language of Chassidus, over there it says that from every aspect you need to get a b'chein. Needs to be a b'chein in so what? In other words, you come up an idea of something. So you have to say, so practically, what does it matter? You know, it's a nice idea. What are you trying to, what is it going to bring out? So the Rebbe says you should also emphasize this in ideas of Chassidus, that it's important to come down in action. That notwithstanding the announcement that Hashem wants the heart, but you have to do action also. You cannot just stop by the heart. Not only that, but when it brings to action, and practically, that is the proof for the correctness of the heart and the completeness of the heart. When do you know that what's in your heart is really genuine and it's real, it's complete, is when it comes to action. As known, the explanation of my father, the Rebbe, there's a statement that says, "Ein chacham kebal nisoyim." There's nobody wise of somebody who's been tested, which is brought down in many places in Chassidus. And the Rebbe says, I found it only one place in the Akedah Shar Yudal Mavri Avuk Shar Beis. So the Rebbe explained that the practice, that when you were tested, the action, that is actually the proof that he is a chacham, that you're wise. Ein chacham kebal hanisoyin. In other words, if it actually brought you to action, so that means you're a nesoyin, then you're a chacham. But if it didn't lead you to action, we're not sure that you're a chacham. Bottom line is, all your ideas that you publish and you talk about the ideas of Chassidus, emphasize the action. When it comes down to action, that validates, that gives validity to the idea. Ein chacham, you're a chacham when you're tested. And the Rebbe says that we're, now I want to tell you, report that in a separate package was sent to you the Sefarim of Chassidus that we published lately. Over there, there are two Sefarim, which are Maimorim of the Alter Rebbe, that have been just now first printed from manuscript. In these two Sefarim are many Maimorim, many discourses from the very first period of the Alter Rebbe, as we like to say, before Petersburg. Petersburg is when they arrested the Alter Rebbe. So they say before Petersburg and after Petersburg. This was from before Petersburg. Then the Maimorim in majority of the case were very short, as the language of the Rebbe Rashab Nishmos Eden, that the Maimorim was far Petersburg of Gebrennt de Welt Pachten Milmailo. But anyways, that they were burning the world, and Pachten Milmailo, gotta find out what the word Pachten means. It doesn't sound like it's Pachten, like smacking Milmailo. No, this is something, it's Pachten. It says with honor, with appreciation, with honor, and with blessings.